It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome to a Fraxis Friday, a Fab 4 Friday. And it's November the 4th. How appropriate is that? This is Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We broadcast live from the Laughlin Mall each and every day. A couple of things to tell you about on our community calendar. Tonight in Kingman, it's the first Friday, but it's also Day of the Dead. Yes. Downtown Kingman, 5:30. Questions, call the Kingman Chamber at 753-6253. And, of course, the Matadors have their big tournament tomorrow. And it's a golf tournament at Laughlin Ranch. And tonight they have the Calcutta at Laughlin Ranch, 5:30. Questions, call Gary Reynolds, 928-716-8182. And then tomorrow they give away $20,000. Yeah, well, it's been a raffle. And if you're looking for tickets for that, you got 24 hours, call Matt at Barron's, 928-758-5499. It is a shotgun start tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So if you want to get involved, call Gary Reynolds, 716-8182. The Veterans Day Parade in Bullhead City is tomorrow. Kicks off at 10 o'clock up by KFC. And then comes all the way down Miracle Mile. And all the way down Miracle Mile. And ends up at Little Scooters. And then tomorrow, I believe there's a Legacy jacket giveaway. I need to call Terry and find out about that, though. I don't have the details, so I'll find out. The Community Achievement Awards are tomorrow night at 5:30 at the Aquarius. You want tickets? Call the Laughlin Chamber, 702-298-2214. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire and train you and get you certified through the MCC program for a certified nursing assistant. You will also be paid during the whole time. Can you beat that anywhere? Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron's, 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, you want a vacation home, maybe you want a pool in the backyard, maybe you want to just remodel the whole house, well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down at his big desk. It's like 40 feet long. It's huge. Yeah, it makes him feel big. Anyways, you fill out a couple sheets of paper for your loan, and all of a sudden you look up and he's gone. There's no windows. There's no door. Where did he go? Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. His wife says it's a reason it's called that. But anyways, he goes down into the vault underneath the ground. It's the size of the Pentagon with money on every shelf. He gets your money, brings it back up on a silver platter, and hands it to you. It's that simple. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. All right. Now, on a Fab 4 Friday, we go into the studio with a guest we haven't seen for a while, Mr. Mike Connor with Legacy, or with River Fund. How are you?
Yeah, well, Legacy has been very big, a big part of our...
Well, true, yeah. Nancy's on your board, too, I believe.
Yep.
Still. How are you?
Not too bad for an old-timer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've had a rough go for a while.
It's been a year of that I'd like to forget. Let's just replace it with something good.
Can you remember half the doctors you've spoken to in the last year?
Oh, of course not.
No. Isn't it amazing? You know, my cousin told me here a couple years ago, he said, you know, I thought I would retire and I'd go visit friends. He says, all I do is visit doctors. And I've been there a little bit, but not like you have.
I spoke the other day at a homeless task force, well, right. It's a town hall meeting, and when they were reading my resume, I was thinking, you know, I never could hold a job, you know, but yet I retired 3 times.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I still don't think you're done.
And I'm back working again, see.
So, yeah.
Well, it never did stop, actually. But
yeah, you just transitioned.
It was interrupted a little bit. But anyway.
So how is our world at Riverfund these days?
Well, you know, I was sitting here thinking about while you were reading your list of activities going on about what has changed and what a year it's been. I picked a really bad time to have to get sick, but anyway.
Right.
My staff is doing wonderful ever since this pandemic started. You know, nobody knew what was going to happen. We never thought it was going to be turn out to be what it was.
Right. I mean, there was a time when you and Jeff Tipton were locked in a room answering phones from the public calling for help.
Yeah, yeah. You could just do what you do, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we, you know, when Riverfund started in June of 2010, and we had, I think it was $2,000 cash that people had given us, and we'd go run knocking on doors and rattling fences and stuff. And we had 6 volunteers, I think it was.
Okay.
And we were in a 12x12 office at Silver Rider Bus Depot.
Wow.
And Debbie didn't charge us any rent. You know,
that's good. Yeah.
She was on the board.
Yeah.
The new board we formed. And here we are, what, 13 years later. We just passed $3.7 million in help here.
Wow.
$3.7, Larry.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, when it's local money. Half of it's local, half of it's grants. And it all stays here.
That's the best part.
What is here?
Right.
Here is Topak Golden Shores in the south. Coming up the river to Needles, and Needles is limited right now to certain. We're doing some grants for food banks and stuff there in Needles.
Oh, fabulous!
And once in a while, a catastrophic event that happens. Well, you remember the fire years ago and down in the lower in the valley?
Yes,
on the way to road to
took out a few homes. And
yeah, we were really heavily involved in that thing with. We had certain funds that we could use to replace telephone electric poles at on the properties of these houses. They lost their pumps to the water wells. And,
right.
And it just, this story goes on and on and on. So.
And you have been given an opportunity to kind of widen the services that you provide.
An understatement.
I mean.
Well, when we started, we thought we were just always going to be something to do with. Rent, electric bills, and things of that nature, and that's not the case anymore. As things change, and people walk in the door with a new issue that we've never worked on before,
you say no problem.
We don't say sorry, can't help you. That's not on in our language, you know, book.
Right.
We invent a way to fix it. For the most part. I mean,
sure.
Once in a while we have to refer somebody to mental health or
right.
Things of that nature, you know, where that we're mentally ill. It's just that we don't, we're not licensed to do any of those services.
Right.
But anyway, you know, one of the big ones that I talk about is domestic violence. And what happens to somebody that gets, you know, is getting beat half to death by the boyfriend or the husband or something or the significant other, and he's chasing her out the back door with a baseball bat or something, and you got 2 kids screaming and yelling and hanging on to mom's skirt.
Right.
Well, we have set this up to work with Bullhead PD, well, all the agencies up and down the river, you know, Mojave County Sheriff, the Indian Police, all of it. if they have a situation like that, they can call me 24 hours a day. In the middle of the night, I get woken up, and we do a little bit of vetting to find out what we're doing and how we're going to do it, how many kids we have, how many dogs, all the things that they're going to have to take with them, this, right, that, and the other. And then we take care of a temporary shelter. And that can be in a variety of ways. It could be at a hotel. It could be at a shelter or whatever. And then the next morning we get them in the office. And that's when we do our little bit of case management.
Okay.
To determine what's our next step. Because we're not just going to put them in a hotel for a couple,
right,
of days and then they're on their own.
Right.
Figure it out yourself. We have over 70 agencies in this region. If you take them all in together to do something for social services, some degree of social service.
Right.
And so what we do is, a lot of times, I'll say, you know, the guy owns the property where she was staying. So she's not on the rent, on the lease agreement, or the ownership papers. And so she's got to go away. She's got to leave.
Right.
Or make up. And I don't, so a lot of these cases, they don't.
Right. You know.
And some do, and that's good, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we get them on a Greyhound bus and get them off to anywhere in the continental United States.
Where there's family at the other end to help,
yes,
them.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what we do is we just don't go on their word of, I've got an aunt in San Jose. Give me a ticket there.
You pick up the phone and call
leave
the aunt.
Well, we want to know, make sure that there's somebody on the other end of the trip that's there to pick,
right,
them up and take them, and they're going to be okay. We don't want a repeat of anything, or,
right,
have them coming back knocking on my door 6 months from now. Well, I never made it to San Jose. I decided to go see my sister in Oakland.
Okay.
You know, so we try to, you know, you can't be perfect every time.
So you're not handing out blank checks.
No.
I mean, there's a follow-up and procedures and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So because we want them to get... And I... Listen. I remember, Larry, it was about 5-6 years ago, maybe. In July, there was 4 fires in Bullhead City in the month of July. They were all holiday shores right in that region. And one of them I remember in particular, he was a veteran, Korean War veteran. He and his wife lived in a single wide mobile home there. And he lost it right to the ground, bang. Uh-huh. It was an older mobile, and I believe he owned it. I mean, it was paid off,
right,
I think, I believe. But he didn't have homeowner's insurance. Well, Larry,
yeah,
Korea.
Oh yeah,
$700 a month. That's his total income.
Yep.
Between the two, you know.
Yeah, for the two of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine where that would go today.
Oh gosh.
You know, and so he didn't have a home to live in, did I mention that he had a prosthetic device that went off almost up to his hip on the left side?
Okay.
And he had a prescription. They actually write a prescription detailing how you would make the prosthetic device.
Right.
And we still have that same prosthetic company that's been here for, well, since the city was incorporated, I know,
right,
because they were at the time, they were in the corner of the...
City of Hall.
Yeah.
They're still there.
Yeah.
Hangar.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we took them up. Well, we got a hold of the Veterans Administration in Prescott, at a hospital and stuff, and we talked to the right guy, and so he worked with us to get that prescription filled for that. So they made 2.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they made 2 for us.
So we had a spare.
So we had, and what she should have, and
yeah.
So we worked on that first, and we had them in temporary housing, and then we got them on a Greyhound bus to Arkansas.
Wow!
Where his brother has a farm.
Oh, okay.
And he has an, I started to say outhouse. it's a house that's out away from the other house. How's that?
Oh, okay. So he had a place for his brother to...
Yes, yes. And they're still there today.
Wow.
And he helps work on the farm, agriculture business that his brother has.
Good.
And they're just as happy as can be. And all we had to do was to just take a little hand up instead of a handout attitude.
Right.
And work with them and get them just, I mean, it makes me, cold shell things.
I know. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and chat some more with Mike right after these words.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Orders are in, and it's time to prepare to plant your Mojave Electric Operation Cool Shade tree. Bullhead City pickup location is again at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse, November 12th from 7 a.m. until noon. Our Kingman pickup will be at the Pinyon Pine Fire Department, November 19th from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. For more information, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com. That's MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
It's that time of year. Open the doors, turn on the swamp cooler, the extreme heat is gone. But wait, what kind of shape is your swamper in? Then, in a month or so, how is your home or business heating system? Jeff Wilson of Arizona Comfort Solutions wants your home or business comfortable. His team is keeping you cool right now. Then, ready to kick on the heat at the right time for your home or office. Ask about tax credits on new systems. Call the professionals. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Can buy me love.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day. Let's tell you a couple more things going on around our communities here. Let's see here. Saturday, I mentioned the Community Achievement Awards, but also Three Dog Night is playing in the E Center. Wow. 8 p.m. Call the Edgewater if you want tickets. 702-298-2453. And then there's a blood drive. There's a car show for the Canine Foundation on Sunday, the 6th, at Mojave Marketplace from 9 to 3. Call John with the foundation. This is a cell phone, 651-270-0920. All right. I'm going to be there at 1 o'clock judging a car for him. And then there's Blood Drive Monday at the Church of Latter-day Saints, and that's at 1690 River Gardens in Bullhead City from 10 to 2. Call Vitalant 877-258-4825. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, where there are several ways for you to save: annual and seasonal passes, golf passes, discounts for active and retired military and first responders. See why Laughlin Ranch is ranked number four in Arizona. Yeah. How cool is that? We have the number four golf course in Bullhead City. Yes, go to LaughlinRanch.com and you can also book your tee times. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, our summer temps, I think, are gone. Pretty sure. My wife wanted to turn on the furnace. I said, nah, just put on some sweatpants. Anyways, but how about your home? Is your swamp, because by the afternoon you might want to turn on the swamper. And then you're already starting to think about that heater and that furnace. Are they in service? Are they ready to go for 4 months? Well, call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Have them come service your equipment today. The Beatles had short songs. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving our community with a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency room. Available for anyone in the tri-state area, any time of day, and any kind of medical issue. Over a dozen emergency rooms in the ED, the emergency room department, and that are state of the art. Yeah. They want you to feel good and safe during an emergency. Call 928-763-CARE, 763-2273. East West Financial Services want to help you with retirement planning, or maybe you're already retired, but you could use a couple extra bucks. Well, call Jack Mafara. That's what he does. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. Call one number and make an appointment, 928-888-9828. All right, we're back in the studio. Our guest, Mike Connor, the president and the CEO. Do I have to stand up when I say that? The president.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the president and the CEO of the River Fund. And you were going to mention, well, we were kind of talking about the pandemic. How did the pandemic hurt you at River Fund or affect you?
Well, let me say one thing. We have two offices. I got to back up for a minute because a while ago we were talking about what our service area was, and then all of a sudden we went off on something else right after Topoc. I think we stopped by Needles, but real quick.
Yeah, we turned the left at Autumn's house.
Yes. But anyway, and you come up the river from Topoc, and you got Needles, and then we do, if we get a call out from Moulton, we do our best to take care of some. A lot of that stuff we'll do by fax or over the computer, with scanning and sending paperwork that way to Oakman. And then you come on up to all of the valley area,
Fort Mojave
Valley. And then you come on up into the city of Bullhead City and then Laughlin and out to Golden Valley, all the way up to the T intersection going into Kingman.
Okay.
That's enough.
40 and 68.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is enough.
Yeah, it is. It's a big area. There's a lot of land there.
Do you help out with Searchlight?
Well, in an arm's length way.
Yeah.
I'm on the board of directors of the Colorado River Food Bank, which is the main branch of that system.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm involved more personally than the River Fund as by writing checks to them.
Okay.
If something went wrong up there, when I say wrong, I mean a condenser or something in their, with their freezers or their anything like that, we have program grants that we can help them with those kinds of things.
Good. Okay.
But not so much the people coming in needing help, but I guess if somebody walked in our door and they lived in Searchlight, we certainly wouldn't turn them away.
Right.
You know, that's just who we are.
Is there only three or four people that live in Searchlight?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's more spread out than you think.
Yeah.
Up into the hills.
I
forget what side it would be. It would be the east side, I think.
Towards the lake.
Yeah.
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 All right.
You know, Cottonwood.
Yep, Cottonwood Cove.
Yeah, yeah. That's quite. Have you ever gone in and launched?
One time.
Yeah.
I didn't launch. I was there for a public information officer meeting one time. And
it's in central Nevada, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go there for a meeting?
And it's a drive out there to the lake, but then you get there and you go, whoa, look at this. I didn't know they had this up here.
Yeah. It's like Pacific Ocean when it.
It's like when you hike up to the petroglyphs and you go, wow, look at this right here in my backyard. You know, these petroglyphs, these writings on the wall by Indians are 20 miles from my home. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, back to your question about how we were impacted by the pandemic. Just like everybody, we were, it didn't actually hit us for about, I would say, maybe 3 months into, about March of 2020, I believe, but everything closed down, and everybody was quarantined and self quarantined a lot of it. And everybody was afraid of the vaccines and so forth and so on. And none of us knew what was going to happen, but people started dying.
Yeah.
You know, and so the world changed, and so we tried to adapt best we could. What I'm getting at is we never closed our offices.
Right.
Never one day, except weekends, did we shut down to run from the pandemic, because we needed to help people and we needed to be there to do that.
And a lot of your funds come from casino employees.
Well, employees in general, there's a lot of businesses and organizations that are partnered with River Fund, and they engage in our payroll deduction system.
Right. But when it comes to the casinos, they shut down.
Yes, they did.
And so now their employees aren't getting paid, and a portion of their payroll isn't going to you.
Exactly. And that's a big hit. But we all thought that was just, it's just going to be a few days or something.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, Governor Sisolak shut down the state of the gaming industry.
Right.
And it just shut it. It was done. What was it, about 6 weeks or something, I think?
Something like that.
And so in the minds of the people that were let on leave, I think it was a temporary thing at the time.
Yeah.
They kept waiting for that phone to ring to come back to work, and it didn't happen. And so a lot of them just decided to go on and find other jobs. Pulled up stakes and moved.
Yeah.
And so when he opened the gaming industry again later on, half of those people went there. They didn't show up to work.
Right.
And so those people that were contributing to the River Fund didn't exist anymore. So here's what the impact is on that. For every dollar that we raise through payroll deduction, 50 cents goes into what we call a program grant fund. That's the money that fixes that condenser on that air compressor for
okay.
that freezer. It provides food. It provides all kinds of things. Boys and Girls Club funds for kids to have summer camp, or food programs that Nancy was doing at the time to help the kids at the Boys and Girls Clubs, things like that. We did a lot with air conditioning units before we had MEC. We were helping churches that had shelters for people that could stay there.
Right.
And they lost air conditioning, and maybe once in a while a roof needed repaired. Comes out of that 50 cents of every dollar contributed through payroll deduction thing. And then another 15 cents is 15 cents is our admin fund.
Okay.
And what that does, that pays the bills for the
lights and yeah.
Exactly. And it takes care of liability insurance and all of those kinds of things and salaries and stuff.
Yeah, you're $10 a week.
And then another portion takes care of. Some of the other things that we do, like that employee donor crisis fund for those people that invest
right.
in it. See, we treat them as investors or like stockholders.
Yeah.
And when something happens to them, we have to take care of them because they're contributing to help us with all these funds.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want you to explain more of that about how individually you can help an employee with the casinos with approval of some of the employees of the casinos. I think we've talked about that before, but we'll talk about that. We'll be back in a moment. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Give us a call.
Friends and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live at the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Walker Service Electric. The Walker Electrician teams are all over Mojave County, Kingman, Havasu, Bullhead City, and all the areas in between. Walker Service Electric services homes, apartments, condos, mobiles, and any size business. I've told you before, they're building Fire Station 2, and they're building Jimmy John's. And then I'm sure, you know, you might remember back when they added on to Warm C, they were the electrical contractor for that. For KRMC, they were the electrical contractor for that project. So if you need an electrician, get the experience, get the training, get everything you need with Walker Service Electric. Available 24/7, so put the number in your cell phone, 928-718-9444. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, it's burger, fries, and pies time. Yeah, five different burgers to choose from, add cheese, add bacon, and you get the fries, and then you pick your favorite slice of pie that you want. Head to Perkins if you like burgers, and then they have over 100 choices of Coca-Cola products. How perfect for the end of summer. And today is Fish Friday, which means all the fish you can eat at Perkins. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to BulldogDisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative wants to thank everybody, all their cooperative members, for supporting the renewable energy in rural Arizona. The MEC application was approved by the Arizona Corporation Commission on October the 12th. Questions about reliable energy, call MEC, probably Julia, 928-763-1100, and I believe she's in here next week, and we're going to talk all about solar and she's in here on the 17th, and we're going to talk all about renewable energy and solar energy. And we're back with Mike Connors from River Fund. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. You have a system with the casinos that if house fire happens, and the husband and the wife both work at the same casino, and now them and their kids are homeless, you have a way for the employees at that casino to help them.
The way it's a paper shuffle. What it is is the HR department is totally involved, and so are the other employees, usually in the department that they work.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, we need about $5,000 to help with something, and our employee donor crisis fund might be a little bit low or something. We can say to the employees, here's what's going on with Joe and and Joe yeah. and Joe and Jerry, and they need some help. You're all these are the River Givers.
Right.
A River Giver is anybody that contributes $1 to $100 a payday, and whatever the amount of money that they contribute doesn't make any difference on how much money you can get if you need it.
Right.
And so they agree that they'll to take some of their donation that they've been contributing through payroll deduction into that fund, and use it towards helping them.
Good.
And so it works pretty good. It went on the high dollar stuff. You
know, right.
Once in a while. Now, before we started doing that, so several years ago, we had a young couple. In this case, they both worked at different casinos. They were husband and wife, and they had a six-month-old baby. Excuse me. And that baby was very sick, critical condition at sunrise. And they were driving back and forth from here to Vegas every day.
It's very expensive.
Yep. And they're not working because they're taking care of their baby. So all of a sudden the rent's past due. You know, those kinds of things and what have you. And they can't make the car payment.
Right.
And one day they got caught. The vehicle that they were driving was parked in the parking lot of the hospital and got repossessed.
Oh.
And then one day they came home and there was a note on the door that they were being evicted. And everything was crashing at the same
yeah.
time, and the baby wasn't getting any better. And they were also putting out money for copays and co-insurance and all these kinds of things. And there was no check, no paycheck coming in.
Right.
And so we went into action. See, at that time we had the funds that we could do this. Just do it. And so we took care of, I think it was 6 months worth of rent, getting them all established. No, actually they never even had to leave. No.
Good.
We got on it right away, and we talked to the apartment complex. And then we paid 6 or 7 months on the car and got it out of jail, you know, and got it back with towing charges, everything. And so, and then the greatest thing was that the baby got well and came home.
Wow.
And they're still here working in Laughlin all after all this time. And the baby's growing up and in school now and da-da-da-da-da. You know the rest of the story.
There you go. And that's got to be so satisfying for you and your volunteers and your staff.
You go home at night just going, yes.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You've got to give it the, that you could help them and get them back to normal.
And sometimes, Larry, it's also funeral expenses. It's just the same deal. Unexpected deaths, and you got your grandmother living with you, and she didn't have a will.
Right.
And no bank account and so forth, and they need to take care of business.
She was giving them the $300 a month she gets in Social Security.
So we've done a lot of that too. We do that with a lot of folks, not necessarily just those that are River Givers through the payroll deduction program. But yes, so it's very important. And how does that happen? You got to sign up.
Yeah.
We need to get people back signing up to help us, because there's people out here that still really need a lot of help, and there's people that also, I know they're out there. We just haven't been able to reach them.
There's employers out there that can call you and say, come talk to my employees and let us start a $5 a paycheck, $10 a paycheck, whatever.
Well, no, the employee picks that. We just don't say we're going to do a $5 program.
I'm just saying, whatever they
want. So we like to set up these plans so that people can, once in a while, they want to change them.
Sure.
One thing we do is let's take, for example, they're really into Little League.
Right.
They got their kids all in Little League, and Little League needs money. They're a 501c3. So is these different Special Olympic programs,
right,
and all these things.
Soccer.
Or you're really into helping food banks and things like that. Well, you want to donate, let's say you want to donate $10. You've got $10 you want to spend.
Okay.
So you can take $5 and tell us that we want it to go to the Bullhead City Little League. and we want the other $5 to go to the unrestricted fund to help people with anything that goes wrong.
Okay.
Unrestricted.
Sure.
Needs a car fixed. Transmission goes bad, or a couple of tires. The other $10 can go to that. Just tell us, and then our bookkeeper takes that, and then he pays those out at quarterly.
Right.
And then you can use that if you need it.
Can designate your dollars where you want
them
to go.
Yes, as long as they're local.
Right.
And they're 501c3.
Okay.
So you got that as well.
So if there's employers out there that maybe just have a small business with 8 or 10 employees, or an air conditioning business or heating business or something with a half a dozen employees, they can still participate.
We have two employers that have one employee.
Themselves?
And their partners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So all they need to do is call you and somebody will talk to
you. We don't charge a fee for any of this.
Right.
We spend the money on the paperwork and the having the people come in and sign and write the checks do the vouchers or do the whatever the help is that they need. That's on us. We just want you to contribute to payroll deductions so that you have an investment fund available through your employer,
right,
at no cost to you and no cost to the employer. The only cost to the employer is maybe the accounting side.
Oh, okay.
If
their side.
Yeah, to write the check. You know, take care of the inside of that. If there's any cost to that, it's minimal. It's just, take out $5 out of John's check and on the 10th of the month, write a check to River Fund.
Yeah.
I come in and do the talks. I bring the literature, the brochures, the form. That's all on us.
Okay. How do they get in touch with you?
Well,
to have you come do that.
I just call the office and ask the girls there, and it can be either office.
Bullhead or
Laughlin. Our website's probably easiest because you're not going to, if you're right driving down the road in Bullhead City or something right now, you're not going to
write down a number. Yeah.
Yeah, just our website is Riverfund Inc., INC. It's riverfundinc.com.
Okay.
That's
that
our
makes
website.
It simple.
And, and everything's there on the home page with both offices in Laughlin and Bullhead.
All right. Let's take another break, our last break of the hour, and we'll come back and visit with Mike some more. And then he's going to tell you about a big fundraiser you can get involved in.
Oh, boy. Look out.
We'll be right back.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course. Minutes from the Laughlin casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or LaughlinRanch.com.
Bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
Come play. The new high limit room is open at Havasu Landing Resort Casino Hotel. Plus, you asked and we listened. The table games are now open 7 days. Sunday through Thursday, 12:30 till 8:30. Friday and Saturday, 2:30 p.m. till 12:30 a.m. with $5 blackjack weekdays. And on Wednesdays, win $25 hourly in free play on table games too. See the Players Club for more details.
Havasu Landing Resort and Casino. How lucky can you get?
Somebody, help. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. We've got about 10 minutes left, then Paul Lavoie is coming up from Havasu with Sam Scarmato. He was scheduled to have Blake Masters on there, but I guess he's heading to the border for something else, so we're not sure if he's going to be able to call in or not, depending upon the reception. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. Yeah, they're rolling in their second year with healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. If you haven't tried ProFit Kitchen, head up there now. It's almost lunchtime. The top of the hill in the Riverview Mall, the end of Marina Boulevard. You can check their website for specials. You can also order meal prep solutions where you order your lunch from ProFit Kitchen. Yeah, you just go in and pick it up or, you know, can order a whole week. That's what people do. There's people in Kingman that come down and grab their lunch for the whole week. You have to go through a drive-thru. Yeah. So go to their website, ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. Make sure you spell it right. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Yes, remodeling kitchens and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. A new kitchen floor, a new custom cabinets, and new countertops. Homes, mobile homes, and even commercial get an opportunity to have a beautiful, new, functioning, modern bathroom or kitchen. See their showroom. Call them at Kitchen Bath and Beyond, 928-788-1000. And we're brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we have shopping and lunch. Downstairs, three restaurants. Over in the corner, we got an ice cream shop, plus upstairs, thrift shops to the Watchman. Sports items to famous shoes and sunglasses to Route 21, plus five businesses on the front of the mall. Check us out at the Laughlin Mall. TWN Communications, three different services, one dependable connection. I love it at my house. Yes, digital telephone, digital TV streaming service, and fiber internet. Oh, yeah. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. Sign up and get more information. Time that for just perfect there. Okay, Michael, let's tell him you are planning something that we've seen them before on the Colorado River. It's called a duck race. And for River Fund, it's going to be an opportunity for everybody to help River Fund out financially by buying a duck.
Yep. Or 10.
Or 10, yeah.
Or a flock.
Yeah, a flock.
There's two or three different names for a herd of ducks, I understand.
Yeah,
so right now, Jackie Wallen over at the Chamber of Commerce here in Laughlin is putting together some flyers and getting organized here. It's already established that with the Coast Guard, it's already done.
Wow. With them. That's usually the hard part.
Yeah, and it's going to be in April. Around middle of April. Okay. There'll obviously be a lot of hoopla coming here pretty soon.
And where are you going to dump the ducks in?
Well, what my vision is, and so see, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here a little bit, but I haven't talked to him yet, but I want to borrow or maybe rent two ladder trucks from a fire department.
Oh.
See? And we want one from Clark County, and we want one from Bullhead City.
And you want them to drop them from the top?
From either side of the river.
Okay.
And as far up close to the dam as they can legally get.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to start from there, and then we got these special drop nets that have a hole in the bottom of them. and see, so that the nets and the ducks
they'll all
will
fall out.
Be all the way out as far as those ladders can reach out.
And there's no weight to the ducks.
No.
Yeah.
Unless you got all 5,000 of them in the back of your truck.
Yeah.
So
did you have a hard time moving those around?
Oh,
did you?
Yeah. And they all got it. We haven't decided whose bathtub they were going in yet.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We're going to try to find a pool. Either that or on one weekend we'll have to use the city plunge or
there
something.
There you go. So what do you want for the ducks from the public? $5 a duck.
I know that part of our committee is working on all of that.
Oh, okay.
You know,
all right.
I don't know. It's not going to be outrageous, but it's going to be. See, when the pandemic hit, and then after we lost so many people through the pandemic from businesses that were quarantined or just flat disappeared, and they never came back to work, we lost big income to help people with. And for all these program grants that we did and stuff, and so we need to refill these coffers, and we're not doing it near as quickly and steadily as we did before the pandemic.
Well, and we lost one whole casino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was that 600 people or three.
I know that Sean Hammond, who's now retired, but he had told me that when they closed the Bell and laid everybody off, it was like a couple of weeks later when the governor said, you can open again. Well, they had so many people that didn't come back to the Aquarius and the Edgewater, they hired everybody back from the Colorado Bell.
I thought there was something about that.
You might get a different position, but you came back to the same corporation.
If you were still here.
See, yeah, so that's the other thing, yeah.
So many people just got in their cars and packed their suitcases and took off for other places. So.
It's kind of like watching those moms and stuff leave Afghanistan that walked out of there with a suitcase and a baby, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's all they had. So... what's the office phone numbers?
Oh, let's see. I was away for a while. I might have forgotten. The Laughlin office is open Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Myra's number over there is 702-298-0611.
And in Bullhead City, it's
Bullhead City
928?
Office, well, it's the office hours are the same, 9 to 1. And, of course, we're going to go through this Sunday night?
Did we change time? Saturday
it's,
night.
It's 9 to 1, Monday through Friday in Bullhead City, but the time doesn't change there. And it's at 1343 Hancock Road, and it's
704-928-704-0039.
It's 0039.
That's right. Michael, thank you so much. Great information. We'll keep you up to date on the duck race when we nail it down and no more. We'll put it in our community calendar. And, Mike, have a great weekend.
You too. You as well.
All right.
Maybe, will I see you tomorrow night?
No.
Okay.
We have a big retirement for the fire department.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you retiring all of them?
Yes, at Laughlin Ranch.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to need some extra security.
Yes, it is. Well, that's going to can it for the tuna. Join me Monday when I have the Laughlin Chamber in here, Jackie and Val.
I love you, take is equal to the love you make.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.